you spoke with Margarita, and you said that I am offending something. Are there, am I offending the Seraphim and Nephilim? Is that what I'm...
Yes. You damn hippie you are. You're pissing them the fuck off. They're pissed. And And that walking and the people showing up and the weirdness at work and all that kind of crazy shit. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Is he offending the angels too, or how have we gotten to the Neph and Seth?
That is what he's offending is the angels. Because see, the closer he comes to ascension, complete ascension, the more they're going to have to bow.
So are you calling the Nephilim and Seraphim angels, Ion? Yes.
They are angels. They are. They are true part sons.
True.
And that's what.
Sorry.
And that's the ceasing part. No, it's fine. It's fine because that's the integral part. The little man, and we don't want to use this word wrongly because we don't mean it to be glib. It sounds glib, and that's not the way we mean it. We mean it in the right context. We wish we'd have never used the word so we could use it now and you'd get the word meaning properly. But little man is so still in the image of God that the angels just can't resist it. But they have the upper hand with you when you're not in your power. But when you are in your power, then it's like, oh, shit. This thing that they have to have, they want to lick you and hold you and caress you, all those nasty things that get you stirred up. Those are the things that they can't stand once you come into your power.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Do you know what hyacinth is? What a hyacinth is?
Like a flower. It's a flower. Right?
Yeah. Do you know what they do you know what they smell like?
No, I do not.
No smell. They actually do have an odor. They do have an odor. But it's so faint. Now, here's the thing. Even you, Carolyn, you're farther along than most. You can smell it now. They don't put off an odor. It's not like a gardenia. You know how a gardenia will just fill a room. It's like a pervasive. You can be in the yard and you can smell a gardenia. A hyacinth is very, very faint. But you can pick it out from the smell. Like get one and put it to your nose, you can smell it. Okay, get familiar somewhere in that godforsaken country you live in. There's got to be some hyacinth somewhere. Find one and smell it.
Okay.
Okay, find one and smell it. And you go, wait, this doesn't smell. And you're going to go, wait a minute. Yeah, it does have it. It's like a tea rose. It's like a faint, just a faint scent. Like just a light, lilac-y, lily of the valley, kind of a soft, sweet smell. You need to learn that smell. You need to learn that smell. Because soon, when you smell that smell, get the fuck out. When you smell that smell, you step away, get away from that smell.
Okay, Ion, that's touching on something here. That's touching on something because... there's a certain places that I walk around here that we go walking, and it's really a faint smell in the forest where we walk. And I always used to walk by this place and I would smell it. Is that what you're talking about?
It is exactly what we're talking about.
Wow.
And that's, get away from, don't walk that way. Walk another way. Don't get in that space.
And what happens if Bert puts his nose into that smell? What happens?
Nothing. We just want him to know that smell. Because if he's chasing
And why
the
does
smell,
he have to move away from it?
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you.
Oh, good. The reason he has to move away from it because that's their natural odor. And the next thing is like, oh, you're God. Oh, hi, God. How you doing? Listen, we missing you. How you been doing? How's your mama and them? They good? Oh, yeah. Come right over here. I got something to show you. And they're going to take him to task. So we're going to get away from that.
Good to do that, Carolyn.
Is that the
I'm
smell?
I'm trying to say the flowers are going to take him to task. I don't get it.
No,
I don't get it either.
The angels, the
that's what
angels
they smell like.
Smell like. That's what they smell like.
Oh.
Hi-on. Is that what I
got
smell
it
in that one track that we go walking on? And every time I used to walk by there, I would ask my wife, do you smell that? And she wouldn't smell it. And I would smell it, and it's coming from that part of the woods, and I'm like, that was what that was? Because yes, I know what it smells
exactly
like.
Exactly right.
Wow.
And that's what you've been, when you trample around and you start feeling the earth moving and strange people showing up and all kinds of stuff going on, that's that position that you've been adjusting. And all we're saying is now you're aware. You have a heads up again. You have heads up. This isn't everybody. So now we're going to have people going chopping down their hyacinths, getting them out of their yard. We're not talking about all that. We're just saying in his case, he's got to be aware this second.
Yeah.
And that's going to pass.
Yes.
That's not going to be a big deal long. But you got to have the heads up. Because now, Mr. Big Man on the playground, you done whooped the lion and you done whooped the bear. You can't get pissed off because Goliath is there. You can't get pissed off now. You're too deep. You're in it to win it now. The point becomes, as you increase in your power, that becomes a challenge to them.
Okay.
See? And that's all right. That's what you do. You succumb. When the enemy comes, bring it. Bring it. When you see us back away, we don't back away. Say something. You go ahead and do whatever you're going to do. Do it quickly.
Well, thank you, Ion. Thank you for that.
Judas. Now.
Ion, does everybody smell angels as hyacinth smell?
Yeah. And maybe we should use a better way to describe it. Okay? It's like a soft, the softest, lightest, a tad, not sickening sweet. You know how a carnation just stinks? A carnation doesn't smell good. It just has a pungent smell. It's not like that. It's not like a rose that overwhelms. It's not like anything like that. It's not like that at all. It's the softest, lightest, just like a, what is that? What is that?
Yeah.
Well, what's weird is when I looked up hyacinth, well, I looked up scent, actually, and they're trying to say it's, well, some places say fresh, green, delicate, smells like spring.
Uh-huh.
And other people say it's a strong scent.
Right.
But what if, can Bert get a, I mean, he knows the smell now, but if people want to know it, can you get like an essential oil of hyacinth and get that smell? Or does it have to be a real flower?
Okay. Everybody else can do that, but Bert, don't you even go into a store that sells it.
Maybe.
Don't you even get around it. Don't.
All right.
Because the next phase we're going to have to do with some mistletoe oil to do some cleanup if you keep going. But we're trying to slow it down. So basically you're going to quit pissing them off for right this second, and they're going to leave you the fuck alone for this second. And then we're going to kind of like have a meeting of the mind for a second. It's always fleeting. It changes all the time. You know all this. Quit crying. You got in this. You're all right. You're still better off than you was to start with. You ain't hurt. You ain't hurt at all. Okay. Now, all right. Give me another question.
Hey, Ian, I got a statement. Phil says, yes, a question. Nephilim and seraphim are in physical human form?
They are.
And then he says,
sure,
if so, they must be working at my local hardware store. The place is full of freaky-looking people. These Nephilim don't look freaky, I'm assuming.
No, they look normal.
Yeah. Remember that, Phil. Don't exaggerate this. They look normal.
No, that's just your normal subculture.
Yeah.
The freaky people are.
Yeah.
The freaky people are.
Purple hair and ear and everything pierced and the nipples dragging the ground and all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yep. Yeah.